Finally today, White Whale. That is a band from Lawrence, Kansas, that releases its debut album, WW1, today. Here's Christian Horde of Rolling Stone magazine with a review.
That's White Whale getting their Pink Floyd on with a song called Fidget and Fudge. The 7-minute track begins with soft, synth-driven pitter-patter and ends with an epic, crunching guitar jam. What you're hearing is the narcotic, psychedelic middle part. Not all the songs on White Whale's pretty good debut album, WW1, are that long or that expansive, but the album covers a lot of ground. White Whale are an indie rock supergroup of sorts, featuring members of pop punk's The Get Up Kids, symphonic-minded rockers D-Higher Burning Fire, and a lead singer, Matt Suggs, who's schooled in 60s-style chamber pop. WW1 touches on those bands' areas of expertise and a lot more. It's a mildly psychedelic rock record that includes a lot of other styles. Besides Pink Floyd, it at times recalls Roxy Music and The Kinks, as well as ambitious young bands like the Decemberists and the Arcade Fire. Not surprisingly, the album feels a little overstuffed and all over the place, setting strong moments alongside hazier stuff. That song, I Love the Lovely Chinese Gal, is one of several slower cuts on WW1. It's a good example of the kind of sound White Whale seemed to be going for much of the album. Woozy and dark at times, with an undercurrent of sweet melody. That sound dovetails with lyrics about a tumultuous sea voyage, a concept as adventurous and murky as WW1's sonic free-for-all. Besides psychedelia and progressive rock, WW1 also touches on dark, hard-driving rock, atmospheric electronic pop, and sweeter folky stuff. A complex brew that's generally interesting and sometimes seductive. Generally, the up-tempo stuff is the strongest. On this song, We're Just Temporary, Ma'am, White Whale sounds something like expert track makers, finding the right mix of cushy atmospherics and well-placed jagged guitars, and maintaining a surreal sound while working up some engaging, propulsive rock. WW1 delivers only halfway when it comes to songwriting. Cuts like Forgive the Forgiven feel a little undercooked and a little light on memorable tunes or a strong undertow. But with their explorations in sound, White Whale have established themselves as a band to watch. And when they maintain their focus, as on fully formed, strongly tuneful cuts like this one, Yummy Man Farewell, WW1 can push your pleasure buttons.
The band is White Whale. The CD is called WW1. Our reviewer, Christian Horde, is a contributing writer for Rolling Stone.